All participants will be hearing the corporation speech, and then we will open for Q&A. So before we move forward, I'd like to mention that all the statements that are going to be made during this conference and the businesses of BDG, financial statements are all beliefs of the institution and based and available. So we also have risks involved and assumptions, and depending on the following circumstances that might or might not occur. We also have general conditions of the organization that can affect the development of the organization itself, and also results that are different than what should be implemented. So now I would like to start our presentation itself. Mr. Augusto. Thank you, Renato. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are well. I would like to thank you for your participation in our PDG Results Conference, and we will be talking about the second quarter of the year. Before we move forward to our agenda, I would like to briefly comment about some key points in this first semester and the second quarter. In the last assembly that we had in June 28, we elected two new members of the Administrative Council, Mr. Luis and Mrs. Natalia. They are independent members. Luis Gustavo and Natalia, they have a very wide experience in a high level and blue collar. So they will have a very good contribution considering the recovery and retake of the organization. In a long term, and as we've been talking in the last quarters, we have been improving meaningfully the experience of our customers. The results can be seen in customer satisfaction research and also specialized websites considering consumer manifestations. Our CSAT research has an average level of 85% and can also state that we have a very good satisfaction level of the customer. So we are still having our ESG agenda, and through the third quarter, we will be informing the first ESG report. We also had a credit conversion in actions, assets, as it was foreseen in our recovery plan. As for the credit, we have a 439 million with a private emission of 74.563.882 actions and the emission of 5.89 per action. And we will also be having the assembly for the approval of the asset. As for this slide number two, and then the next slide number four, I will be highlighting the period. In the quarter, we had a VCO of 10.5% IX Tatuapé. We also registered a reduction of 36% of the districts in the comparison between the first semester of this year and the last year, comparing the second quarter 2023 and the second quarter 2022. We registered a reduction of 9% in SG&A, and we had a raw profit adjusted to 20.6 million in the second quarter 2023. Through the presentation, I will be commenting about these results. In June, we also acquired a very important step for the recovery of our launchings. We bought land located in a very good region of São Paulo City, approximately 800 square meters, VGV 65 million. And we are also prospecting and analyzing the buying process of other lands, and we are also in line with our recovery line. As for our subsequent events, slide number five, we've got great news. In this month of August, we anticipated the works of IX Tatuapé that were foreseen for October, and we also started Tapumi. Tapumi has been developed in order to provide a better space for our customers and its pets space. This is a moment that we need to celebrate, considering all the works that we have been having so far. And as I've said, IX Tatuapé is for medium size. We have 147 units. As for the slide number six, we also have a very good launching. Our next launching will be for the fourth quarter this year for a median income of 100 million. So then we also have our launching agenda with a lot of cautious planning. As for the operational and financial results on slide number eight, we also have the development, the performance of the sales of the organization. Second quarter, our raw sales, 18.3 million, 47%, and we had a 37.3 million, 34%. Although we have this comparative reduction, the result is in line with the established milestone. The IX Tatuapé has been very positive, VSO 10.5%. Although July has been a very good month, we are very optimistic considering the second semester of 2023 with the beginning of the works, and it's going to boost our sales. During the second quarter 2023, the districts summed 14.6 million. First month of the year, the district totaled 36%. And the district is a very important leverage in order to boost the volume of units available for sales. The net sales totaled 3.7 million the second quarter 2023, 75% below the second quarter 2022. 8.5 million, 22% below 6 months to 2022. The indicators of the organization sales are the raw sales given our stock. In the first 6 months, we also had 105 units, 11.2 million reduction of 65% considering the last year. Although the volume has been impacted by the reduction of the sales, the result is in line with the projections of the organization. We are still having a very quick process according to a very cautious credit process. As for the stock, slide number nine, our total had a 1.3 billion, registering an increase of 1% in relation to the second quarter of 2022. Our concluded stock registered a reduction of 23% in comparison to the second quarter of 2023. And we also have some units that are ready. Our concluded stock, we had 291.3 million, represented 22% of our whole stock. Considering this stock, we have 44% located in São Paulo, our main market, and 57% for residentials. On slide number nine, we have the general expenses, administrative, and commercial. They were reduced in 7% considering the quarter and increased 15% considering the semester. And that was due to the expense with service providers. Commercial expenses were reduced 11%. And in comparison to the quarter, and 22% of the semester comparison, we have a unit 90% and 5% in the semester comparison. We then concluded the quarter with a total of 143 collaborators. On the following slide, number 11, we have the variation of the debts of the organization of our extra concursal debt increased 48% and 162 million in the accumulated of the semester. That was due to the interest rate of the period. Our concursal debt increased to 43%, and also the new credits for the judicial recovery. Considering the organization, we have amortization of 1.1 billion in concursal debts. So we want to improve our process to increase the capital that is going to be working this next semester. That is essential for the acceleration and the leverage of our organization, and also in order to fulfill the recovery plan of the organization. On slide number 12, we have the extra concursal debts. We also had this leverage extended to 4.8 billion. Well, some very important points about this. The balance, 1.3 billion of the concursal debt, can also be amortized due to actions. The extra concursal debts are being negotiated and can also be applied to our judicial recovery plan so that we can have a more positive effect. We are still seeking for viable alternatives for the works, and once we find it, we then want to reduce all the debts. So, considering the accumulation of the year rest rate, 4% of reduction in the total passive, although we still have got a lot to do, we can observe very positive results. Well, therefore, on slide number 13, we have a demonstration of the results and the impacts of the demonstration of the results of the period. We have a raw profit, 19.7 million, and 20.4 million according to the reduction of the cost and the reversion for the districts. We registered a financial loss of 139.9 million. And that is mainly due to the interest rate in the extra concursal debts. The organization had a 131.8 million loss in comparison to the profit of 350.9 million and 395.9 million 6 months 22. It's important to emphasize in 2022, even considering the debts that were extra concursal debts and were issued for our recovery plan, positively impacted our financial result. And we have these two periods. On slide 14, and finishing my presentation, I would like to mention that on August 2, our brand IX Incorporadora completed its first year remodeling the way we think, and also seeking to simplify the buying process of our customers, and also having the purpose. It has been an ongoing development year that is well aligned, and it makes IX better. We are very proud, and it's important to emphasize that even though we had the judicial recovery, the organization are still going through some issues due to pandemic, political issues, even though we are taking into consideration our objectives with efficiency in order to have better customer experience. We also intensified our diversity practices, because then we are sure that we can have a foundation above our recovery plan. We know that the pistis recovery, it is important and flexible, very it can be adapted, and we also have the quality, we have a transparency and the risk management. It has been essential, everything that we have had, and we are then being prepared in order to fulfill PDG issues. Well, reinforcing our learnings, strategies, the IX PDG is slide number 15. I would like to share a very good news that we were elected as a Great Place to Work 2023 in order for us to have this certification. And all the challenges that the organization has been facing is very, we are very proud. We also have some relevant data in order to introduce IX and GTPW with 90 points of trust index. This indicator is the average of 60 affirmative questions that we conduct. Key acknowledgement points: climb, work, teamwork, and collaboration. IX is in the excellence zone for the indication. And we also have a diversity and inclusion, 59. And the opening of diversity, all work grade is 96 out of 100. So this acknowledgement emphasizes our willingness and efforts, which is really good for our team. So I'd like to finish the presentation and I open for Q&A. Thank you, Augusto. We are now going to start questions and answer session. You can send it on the chat. I will start as for the first question that comes from Rogério, where it says, good morning. Thank you for your meaningful inquiries. Well, how are the financing for the projects? And we also have a second question. Is the company facing difficulties for the to obtain the funding? Thank you, Rogério, for your question. Of course, the organization has been consolidating and is very committed to all the passives for the restructuration of the organization. However, it is somewhat difficult considering our financing and the market, but we still have a very positive opening. We have some financial vehicles, and it's good to have this evolution, I would say. And even though we are not having access to the traditional lines, we were then able to have the access of some alternative lines, as we had over IX Atopel first launching, and this year that we are discussing. Basic assumption of the organization for the funding, IX Atopel, and it's going to be the same for the second one. Thank you, Augusto. I Bruno, IBBA. Thank you for the presentation. We would like to understand the lands and the territory for the future of launchings. How is it going to be the DNA in order to support those launchings? Thank you, Bruno, for your acknowledgement. We have such a victory for this recovery process. The organization has a very important banking, and all the territories and locations we used for the recovery plan. And we also have some lands that we have at this difficulty of approval. But as I mentioned before, we have a new land in order to have raw material for our recovery plan. And I would say that for 2024, we have all the lands. We have all the lands correctly, and we are also working for 2025. And also for the prospection. As for the DNA, we should not have many increases, as if we check out on the numbers, we are stable. And when we have the personal structure, we believe that all the structure will be very positive for new launchings. So we are prepared for the next 2 years. Thank you, Augusto. Next question. Cecilio, what does the organization awaits for sales for second semester 2023? Cecilio, thank you for your question. I confess that the first semester had been very concerning, and as we've commented, the July has been very positive, even though we have an initial improvement, which helps us on the market. So we have a good expectation, a slightly better expectation, which is in line for the projection of sales. So no reductions, but the opposite. We are very optimistic for our last quarter and the reduction of interest rate. So we are able to have a signalization of a better scenario. Thank you. There is a question from João. Does the organization foresee to increase launches for 2024? And how is the digital journey in the future of the organization? Congratulations for the results. Hi, João. For 2024, our expectation is to follow the projection of 5 years, not very aggressive, but we want to improve the launching volume. As for the digital journey, this has been a very strategic plan for the organization. It started back in the pandemic. And if we can say that the pandemic brought something positive, then that's it. So today it is a very strategic plan, and it's the foundation of what we were proposing to do in order to create IX brand. We understand that in order to buy, we also have this digital journey, and it's quite important for us. It's the fourth year, and I'm pretty sure that we will be in a different level once we evolve it. This is something that we are using. It's very dynamic, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be the foundation of this work that we have started. Next question from Sergio. GS. Congratulations for the great place to work. How does the organization think that it can impact from now on for these certification? Well, first, for us, it is something very important because it's about the perception of our team, considering the whole work that the organization has been conducting in order to have a very healthy environment. So we want to be dedicated. And as for a recovery organization, even considering the risks, having this certification shows that we are on the right pathway. It's the acknowledgement of our staff. This is extremely important for us. We have been working and we are very concerned with that because our staff is the foundation of everything. So, yes, it is important. And we have an additional tool in order to have better people on the market and also, obviously, to keep our staff. We are very proud for that. Sergio has a second question. How are the debts outside the plan, the debts of the organization? Well, that's very harmful for the demonstration of the results. We know that this is very concerning, but the organization and talking with the creditors, it's a very important moment. On the other hand, we have approached it in the recovery process. So we have this whole dynamic defined in order to deal with that. So, and obviously, we need to have a conversion. And as we had the last year, comparison of the results, the first semester, we can see the difference of an extra concursal debt. So there is a trend, and every time it is materialized, we then can improve the scenario, and it's a trend following this flow. Thank you, Augusto. For those of you who have got questions, you can send on the chat. Okay, last question from Sergio. PDG, does PDG still with Verni? Or is this arm of the organization? Yes, we have this intelligence arm, which is our attempt of this tool, and all the engineering part of it, it is under operation, and we have this domain. So it has been very important for the organization, and a very important result. We have our building intelligence tool. It's going to be really good for the organization throughout the time. That's our objective. No more questions. I will hand over to Mr. Augusto for the final considerations. Even though if you've got any additional questions, please, you can contact us through our email, ri@pdg.com.br. Mr. Augusto, final considerations, please. Thank you, Renato, for the support and all of you who sent the questions. It is always important to have this exchange, and it's good to know that people are acknowledging our work, our recovery, and once again, we are very proud to have the great place to work. We are on the right pathway. We are very respected, and that's the foundation of our recovery. It is a differential environment, people, respect, transparency, and undoubtedly, that is the foundation for the organization to go through difficult times and the recovery process. Okay. Thank you very much for your participation and see you on our next call. Thank you very much. PDG results teleconference is finished. Thank you for your participation and have a great week ahead.